fucking shit working. Coming home.
Yeah, I feel you.
He's up there fucking closing down the bars again.
Yeah, Thursday.
Thursday? You didn't tell me it was Thursday.
I did say Thursday. I told you Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, Thursday. Unless they sell food, they're fucking closing down again. So,
man, they're just fucking people over, dude.
Yeah, open up. You're good. No, not no more. Like, what the fuck, man?
There's people that work there too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, they're gonna get unemployment and hopefully.
Oh, of course, yeah.
But not that extra $600.
No, not that extra $600. Well, you saw what they're doing now too. The fucking they're gonna give you the people on unemployment give them $300. But no $1,200. Like, that's what they're doing for the stimulus shit. For there's never going to be another payment of $1,200. Why do you keep squeezing my hat?
So only, I don't know.
It was flat.
It was flat like a right motherfucker.
Right there.
Oh,
I got
it. Don't worry.
Hey, you got an air fryer?
I do, sir.
Badass. Does it work badass or no?
Actually, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's this.
Don't acknowledge him, bro.
You gotta try it.
Go ahead.
He's all looking. He's all looking his face. He's all turning the other way. He's like, "Hey, Larry, hey, look at me."
No, my wife wanted me to buy one, but she wants that fucking ninja one, dude.
Shit, those are expensive.
Yeah, it was like $229. I was like, "Go fuck yourself."
Go fuck yourself.
I saw one at HEB for like $79. I thought that's what we're gonna get, like at Target.
No,
she's like, "It's this one." It's like a pressure cooker and a fucking air fryer. I was like, yeah, go fuck yourself.
No, yeah, that one alone is like $60, I think.
And it works badass?
Yeah. It makes shrimp.
He makes a chicken roll.
I'll see, he makes a chicken.
Look.
That's what I was going to say. That's what I thought he was doing. Check this out.
2 minutes.
2 minutes. 3 payments.
Free shit.
There you go. That's gonna be our first sponsor.
Tyson.
Zen Chef.
I could drink, talk to my buddies, and make a dinner. Look at this.
And I'm just like, I'm gonna taste it. Mm.
Where have you been all my life?
In the commercials, right? We're gonna have a black and white version first of us fucking fumbling chicken. Fumbling chicken.
All these pans that we can.
I strained my back.
I'm caught in Venetian blinds.
Yeah. Are you tired of not being able to cook chicken? And it's just me with raw chicken. My family's all poisoned.
Well, wait no more.
I had salmonella until I got my air fryer.
I didn't invite Josh to cookouts anymore.
What a stupid ass commercial.
Of 1995.
Yeah, exactly.
At 2 in the morning, right?
At 2.
Just pay.
What's that one, Bill Burr? Where he's like, they sell you quarters at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's a quarter. Wait, we're gonna.
It's a $20. No, he goes. It's a 50-cent value for 1999.
Hold up, we're gonna throw in another quarter. This is a 50-cent value. $29.99.
What's up with those fucking commercials about those coins, though? Like the
collectors.
The 2001 9/11.
So Eagle. They sold it on. They sold it the same day. 2001 9/11.
What are the odds it had two Twin Towers on it? The Twin Tower edition.
Sell it. Sell it. Get it. Get it out of here.
It is badass, though. Like, it's a lot faster than, like, frying anything else. Like,
I don't think I've ever fried anything in my house besides beans.
You fry beans?
Yeah, refried beans.
Oh, refried beans.
Throw
beans
in that bitch, too.
Shit.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
It actually says no beans on the box.
I love how confident he was. Shit, you could throw beans in that bitch, too. I wouldn't. That's what he's been up to. He's been cooking shit.
Making beans. Burritos.
And also he's been dabbing like a motherfucker. He said his tolerance is very high right now. And him and Nikki had a talk about acid.
No shit.
Yeah, I had a
You're gonna do acid?
Yeah, right now.
Right now you're gonna do acid?
This is a tab.
Yep. Of acid?
Yeah, do you want one?
Fuck. The fuck?
You're off tomorrow.
Yeah.
No, sir.
I won't make it home. I'll be outside the parking lot for 24 hours.
your wife, where is Josh? I have no idea. I have no idea. No, that's what I was telling him. I hate hallucinogenics, but I was telling him how we were there Saturday, and we kept like getting like a little secondhand smoke at
Zaratoga. I think we left high.
Yeah,
we were laughing our asses
off. We were giggling like little school bitches, bro. I remember I got home, went inside, picked up Lila, but I was just like, man, my bed is so comfortable. I was like, this is so comfortable. How was your ride? Quiet?
It was quiet. Nah. Paranoid. Worried about fucking getting pulled over by a cop or something.
We were laughing about barking. Yeah, that was on the way over there.
Oh, yeah.
And then we were laughing about, I don't remember what the fuck, on the way home. We couldn't stop laughing at the Domino's.
I can't remember.
We were laughing that you're fucking a girl. You slap her in the ass. Like, bark, bitch. And then, like, she just starts going,
like,
rrr, rrr, rrr.
Like, that would be fucking hilarious.
She starts screwing up with your other dogs. We were riffing on the whole thing, and we were laughing our fucking asses off, man. Like, she and you're just there like, what the fuck?
What did I just start? Like, do you keep going?
Bark, bitch.
At that point, do you stop?
Say, sit, girl, sit.
Nice. Easy.
We were crying, laughing while we were over there. And I was like, that was fucking aggressive.
Do you keep going though?
I would stop. When she starts fighting my dog, I would be like,
arguing with it.
And after that, she went over there, and then we got secondhand high. That was... Yeah. It wasn't bad.
That boxing match kind of sucked though, right?
Yeah, it kind of sucked, man. Danny Garcia versus Errol Spencer. Errol Spencer Jr.
This past weekend, right?
Or yeah.
Was it this past weekend?
Yeah.
It was.
I rather would have wanted to watch the
UFC fight. Yeah, and everybody
was
like,
it was a great match too. Man.
Everybody was like, the fucking match of the year, greatest fight. And I was like, well, fuck, we watched this boring ass boxing match. We drove all the way to bumfuck Egypt to go watch this. We got high, and we didn't want to, and then we fucking
halfway through the car, that guy puts on music.
That's right.
He takes out all the fights. Just fucking puts on music.
Okay, we're going back and forth from UFC to boxing, and he's like, hold up. And he just puts it on YouTube and starts listening to fucking Spanish music, and then we're like, what the fuck, man? And he's like, listen to the words. I don't know!
What are they saying?
I don't know what the words are. He was cool. Towards the end, everybody was like ready, like winding down because they were fucking stoned as shit, yep. Dude.
And all their kids are running around, fucking hotboxing the whole house. I was like, what the
fuck? Cat Williams says that every time I smell like pinecone.
Every time I smell like pinecone. Other than that, it was pretty cool.
Hey, you're still at Ashton's Furniture or no?
Yeah, but I'm actually thinking about leaving.
Where are you going to go?
Work's been slowing down. Probably a car dealership. Nice. I'm selling cars. Actually, I applied somewhere this morning. And in 15 minutes, my girl, I gave her my info, she did it for me, and she accidentally put her number down. And like 15 minutes after I applied, they were like, hey, is Vince there? And they were like, yeah, give me 1 second. And I was like, I got it. And I was like, hey, who's this? Hey, this is Caesar from Red McCombs, man. Just, and I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, you already on my fucking application? So I have an interview Friday.
Nice.
Really?
Gotta try to get clean up and get the job.
I don't think you're gonna.
What did they drug test you there?
They probably will, but there's a lot of like detoxes and shit that you can buy.
The fake dick. So. You can buy the fake.
Sure.
No, they have it's filled with like vinegar like that. The fake dick.
It's just a struggle. Right, what if you bought it? Zach, it's just a struggle.
Well, no, I found it in Ruby's closet, and she told me it was a fake dick from piss. It's
a dildo. Zach. Herself with it.
It was green. That's right.
It's 12 inches.
Baby, do you know me? Or do you know me, baby?
No, but there's a lot. Like, my brother-in-law, he's a chef, and they have random drug tests from the sous chef a lot that he deposits, and like he'll drink stuff like a couple days before, and he'll pass the test. So
what's that? Palo Azul?
Kind of showed me what to buy, so... If I get the job, I'm not even 100% that I'm going to leave yet, though. It's just because work's been slowing down because COVID fucking sucks. And, like, December is really slow for us. So, for
COVID hit in December, so I'm just like,
yeah, I don't know how to do that,
so.
I hear you, man.
I just wasn't expecting them to fucking call back so fast. like 15 minutes, you're hitting your dad. I already walked down to walk Parker out, came back up, and they called Crystal. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, shit. They must need people right away then,
yeah, man. Yeah, we were talking about one of our friends this morning saying, you know, that's in the car dealership or business, and he's saying, like, yeah, LaFay's hiring.
Damn.
We'll see.
Or you could always drink.
But they're probably desperate to get out a bunch of cars, man. Like the old models. Yeah, because
around this time, like we're slow as shit for furniture, but cars is really busy. You know, around this time, going through like March and stuff. So
They gotta get all their 2020 models to get to the 2021 models. You know, so
I get that a lot from, especially from last year when I first started in sales. I had a lot of friends that hit me up saying, you know, that cars is fucking good around this time. So. We'll give it a try and see what happens.
My friend David's in, you know, doing shit like that, and he makes pretty good money, you know, with the fucking commissions right there.
Mm-hmm. And I was sending my buddy to Pedro, my coworker, and I was like, I think I'd do better doing that because I can sell furniture just because I can sell, you know, mm-hmm. but like I'm good with cars, so like I think I'll enjoy doing that. It'd probably be easier.
I don't know shit about cars.
I couldn't even sell a newspaper.
That's right. He sold newspapers. That's right. He did.
I was the lowest performing.
You want a paper?
The paper. Right? You want it? No?
All right. Fuck up. That they left you right on a route or something like that.
They what?
You went on a route. You had, and then they were gonna leave you unless you sold a paper.
Or that was they'll get you like that. We ain't gonna fuck. You don't sell shit. We ain't picking you up. But I got it.
Please, I'm tired of walking.
I put my own information in it. Shit, I got one. They got back to the yard. Who was it? Some guy named John.
Velema.
You just switched to E and L. Judge Velema. You're sweating.
Whole ride home just quiet. Josh, talk to me about yourself.
Oh, shit.
Well, he was a doozy. But I got him.
I didn't take no for an answer, sir. You know me. You know me, boss.
Oh, you Jack can sell all day.
You gotta call.
Go back out there. You wanna go back out?
No. You gotta call. What's that? You need to cancel? Oh, you need to cancel. All right, boss. I'm sorry. Don't you dare charge that car.
Fucking broke bastard.
Velema.
Fucking Willie was a hell of a salesman, man.
Can you get him a beer, please, sir?
Yeah,
I think about that a lot. What I could and could not sell. I think about that like when I'm at work. When it's real slow. It kind of just chill. But I think like what the fuck can I sell? I was like, oh, I wonder if I'd be able to sell a newspaper. Like it's just fucking.
Dude, I used to be out there selling newspapers, and there would be people out there selling meat, like steaks and shit. And people would fucking buy them, man.
In a backpack.
They're all black.
I got the sirloin.
You want this meat or whatever?
You
want
some ribs?
You got the right price. I got New York strip. Motherfucker.
Like, you seen that old movie? New Jack City with Chris Rock. He plays a bum. His first movie. He's like, yeah, how much are ribs? Ribs, they're like $8. Let me get one. One order of ribs. No, just one rib. I'm sure he's hungry. He's like, we've never done that. Just come on, man. Come on. He's like, all right, fine. So he's like, how much? What are your drinks? They're $2. Can you pour it in my hand?
And then at the end, he fucking looks at a wad of cash.
You got change for 100. If you don't, he grabs me. Goes, you don't get the fuck out of my shit. So you want a rib? You sure look hungry. Oh man,
that's fucking hilarious, man.
I don't think I'd be able to sell anything. Like, I think I'd giggle a lot. Like, I don't think I'd be able to be serious.
Like, I'd be like, Zach, what does this product do? Well, you got me on that one.
I didn't think you were gonna ask that. She's a tough one.
Zach, you sell eggs. It's a dozen. You sell dozens of eggs.
But she asked me if she wanted half. She only wanted half.
Then you had dozens. You got common law, so I don't know what you're doing here.
You sell eggs? The most random shit to sell.
I fucked up one time. So like whenever a lot of times whenever a customer doesn't really communicate, you know, well with you, you don't want to stay with them because mm-hmm. you probably annoy them or something, because they're obviously not talking to you for a reason. They don't like you for something. Mm-hmm. Whether you look stupid or you talk stupid or something, they just don't like you. So what we do is
she looks stupid.
Right back there.
He does look stupid.
She has her headset on, so she has no idea what the fuck is happening. Fuck you.
What happened?
See, anyway.
Go ahead, buddy.
What was I saying?
The customer is an
balls
asshole.
On you, man.
The balls.
Oh yeah. No, so
you gotta buy Western headphones.
All right. What happened?
All right.
Okay.
So customers.
So they're not talking to you, right? So you want to do like a TO? You get somebody else in, you know, give them the customer. So I come back from lunch. And we were drinking at Applebee's. They had like the dollar fucking shots. So we were just fucking knocking back shots. We smoked like half of a blunt. And then we go back to work. And I'm fucking just gone. I'm in outer space. I'm not anywhere but there. Mm-hmm. So I get a customer. And I'm like, fuck, please don't come this way. Don't come this way. She comes this way. And I was like, fuck. And I was like, hey, ma'am, how you doing today? Welcome in. You know, the whole spill. She's like, oh, I'm looking for a couch, you know. You know, I'm looking for black, you know, just the whole thing. I'm like, yeah, I got something for you. I'm showing her different couches. I'm zooted out of my mind trying to figure out, like, fuck, I don't know how the fuck I'm going to... Like, I'm trying to think about every single
Sir,
word
these
that
are
I'm
beds?
Saying.
So, showing her chairs?
So she gets in this couch, right, and she sees this leather piece. She's like, oh, I really like this. And I was like, oh, yeah, it's a nice leather piece. You know, it's 100% top grain leather. It's very comfortable. You won't get something like this. And she goes, oh, I like this lamp, too. This lamp is really nice. It's like, it's very nice lamp. It's very, very comfortable. Very. And I stopped and I was
has
like,
an on and off switch. And so
we have a headset in. And I say, it's very comfortable. It's, give me 1 second. And I walked over and I was like, hey, John, go talk to my customer. I just told her a lamp is comfortable. I fucked up. Go talk to her. She thinks I'm a fucking idiot. She thinks I'm stupid. So he goes to help and everything, and he gets the sale and splits it with me. He comes back. He's like, yeah, hey, the lady said you look like you were crazy and anxious. And I was like, oh. I'm gonna go upstairs take a
you
nap.
You thought you were being fucked up. You're like, it's American. Very, very comfortable.
Feel it. Feel it.
It's hot shit.
It's such good shit.
It's good shit.
It's soft like this.
You're just touching the wall. See, that would fuck me up. I'd be like, I need to see somebody else right now. Nana, where'd you get that lamp? Well, they said it was comfortable. Jesus Christ, man. So you still go to work high?
Yeah.
I'm high right now. Oh, man. So you think you can sell a car? You think that'd be easy?
For me, yeah. I think so. Because, I mean, I enjoy, you know, like, vehicles in general, like cars, you know, different kinds of cars and everything. And then what I know more about cars than I do furniture. So I think selling that is a lot easier than fucking a couch or like something that I don't really know of or I have no interest in. So,
like, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I would never be able to sell anything. I don't know anything that I really love enough to sell. I'd have to know a lot of shit, and I'm like, that sucks. I don't know.
Well, fuck it, man. Do it, bro.
Just gotta pass that.
What red cones is it?
He said it was about 1604. Red cone 1604. Yeah, because it wasn't Cavalier, yeah.
Oh,
so right. I don't know which one it is. He said 410. No, I-10 and 1604.
Okay, good luck, man.
So, what's the worst job you had?
Bill Miller's.
Really?
Yeah.
They wouldn't even hire me. Any fast food restaurant I ever applied at said no, except for Sonic.
Why?
And that was only because my friend got me in. I don't know, man. I went to Jack in the Box like 5 times. They're like, oh my God, you're everything we're looking for. Never called me. I sat in the car. I got the job, babe. I got the fucking job.
Mom, we're going to eat out tonight.
Wait, never. You ain't never going to be hungry.
Yeah, you'll get the discount.
Yeah. And then they never called you back?
Nope.
You drive trucks with the oil field, but fast food would never call you back.
No part of me.
No part of me. Burgers, man.
What is it about my face that says, I need a burger after he makes it?
He can't make no burger.
It'd be a lie.
Fuck fries. You on the fryer, right? How hard is it to make fries?
You think you can handle the fryer? You think you can just go in there, back there, right now, and handle the fryer? Shit. You got nothing coming, son.
You don't even know.
You don't even know. Shit. He just spits on your face.
They're fucking french fries, guys. Just be a button that says fries. And that's it.
You think you can handle our lanes?
You guys on Arctosonic, I couldn't handle the fries.
That's the first thing they put you on.
Yeah, and making conies and shit. And those hot dogs are on rollers and shit. I cook fries at top temperature.
Y'all fucked up now.
So you're supposed to be on fire?
These extra hot. These are extra hot shit.
Hey, these are well done. You want some?
I love that no fast food hired you.
Yeah.
I would say my worst job was working when me, you, and Sean, we fucked it working in the construction. In the mines. We had this plan that if we start working when we're young, we can get up and make enough money when we're old, we can have all. We all thought we were going to live together.
Ideally, you know.
Yeah, we were looking at a house like for 90 grand. We're like, that's nothing, that's not bad. We can all buy that house.
We just started working that day. Didn't have money for a blunt. We're talking houses.
So we got hired on this construction, and they were tearing down a school. So they're like, we need 4 or 5 guys to go down and help tear out the lockers. Nobody
in the
raised
basement.
Nobody raised their hands, except for him.
And they threw me out there. It's like, next thing I know, it's lunchtime, and I see Sean and Zach walking. Not sweat or just.
We look better now.
I came out drenched in fucking concrete on my head.
The guy closed the door. He goes, "Who's ready to work?"
The whole time I was like, why the fuck did I work here? It wasn't a pay raise, nothing.
He was tearing out lockers in the wall.
Yeah. He was crazy drills and shit.
Sean and me were taking pictures in the restroom.
How did that look though? Like the room was just silent.
It was like maybe 10, 15 of us. And I was in the room like, alright, get out of here. That's what I'm talking about. None of that shit. He was like, all right, you go up on this guy. But let me see you again.
But me and Sean were like, Josh.
He was upset.
Like, he was like, what the fuck is Josh going? Who does Josh think he is? Doesn't know how to swing a hammer.
He's a hero. You swing it like a Norwegian god swings a hammer. We see him, we're like, hey. He's like, fuck you. Dude, they gave us a 15-minute lunch. Not 30, not an hour. 15. We went to the Valero. We went back. We were like, let me get a hot dog. We gotta go. I was like, let me get a hot dog.
And then one of the guys who wasn't even a lead, he was just some random guy who got hired. Nobody fucking called Barbara.
Monica. Okay, that's right. Because we're like, hey, man, when do we get paid? When do we get paid? And everybody's like, yeah, when do we get paid? And mind you,
that's funny. No one brought that up.
So we're like, we'll call Monica. Let's call Monica. He was like, nobody call Monica. Nobody call her. We're like,
he was nobody. He wasn't a supervisor, a lead, nothing.
They were shitting on him. But he was, nobody call her. We're like, all right, fine, fuck.
So you're saying this is the worst job you had. This sounds like the worst job for him.
Well, it was the worst job for me because I didn't know what he was doing.
emotionally. He was hurt. He was constantly.
I was like, "Where's Josh at? What's he doing? Where are you doing? Where are you going?"
So we fucking that night we're like smoking a blunt outside my house. We're drinking. I was like, "Guys, I don't want to go back." They're like, "Yeah, let's not go back. Let's not go back."
Fuck that place.
We all. He called that night. Hey, Monica, let you know.
Yeah, we ain't going back.
We ain't going back.
She didn't give a fuck. It was a temp service.
It was a temp service. We had to
It was a labor ready. Like, below temp service.
We had to pay to get their fucking green vests and hats and shit. She was like, "All right, get the fuck out of here."
All right, cool. Bye.
She was getting fucked. She was like, I don't care. Stop calling me. I remember my dad, he was like, "Y'all are fucking stupid." So it's me, him, and Sean, and two other guys in the back of a car. We're all compressed, and we're all, like, dozing off. And our friend Sean's like, "Don't fall asleep." We're like, "Why not?" And he's like, "Because we're all compacted together. You're not sleepy. It's a loss of oxygen. You might not wake up." We're like, "What the fuck?"
I don't remember none of that. I was passed out.
Josh, you were asleep. As soon as you got in the car, you passed out.
Josh, he's dead.
I remember Sean's like, "Don't fall asleep." "Why not?" "Because we're all compacted. It's a loss of oxygen. You're not tired. You're just not breathing." I was like,
"What the fuck? You're not making yourself hyperventilate."
Rolled down my window. I was like, "This sucks.
I can't breathe.
I can't breathe. I can't sleep."
Up in the window.
That was a fucked up night, man. But after that, we all worked at the tower. We started working at the tower. That was fun.
Tower?
Oh, he went to go work at the tower.
That's right, we all went. I just went. I'm the only one.
Just you, buddy.
We all left into the gang. You know as we do. Now, I went to work at the tower as the dishwasher. I was the best dishwasher in San Antonio, fucking Texas.
For Landry's?
Landry's, yeah.
I didn't go there.
That's what it's called, Landry's?
Landry's, yeah. I worked there.
So how expensive is it?
Like, it's very expensive.
Like define very
expensive. A piece of steak that you can get at Little Red Barn for like $12. It's like $50. You're paying for the view. That's all it is. You're paying for the view. A beer, a regular beer, like not even a fucking mug. It's like a regular beer like this. It's like $10.
We wanted to go
and a bunch of heroin addicts are cooking.
That is true. I work in the back, and all the cooks are like, "Oh, it's made by our famous chef." No, it's not. It's made by Ralph, who just got out of jail. Like, we had one dude, his name was Lips, because he had lips right here. So he would work the fryer, and he would always hook up everybody with fucking drugs. He was a drug dealer of fucking... Landry's. Yeah, so everybody was like, "Yeah, man, go to Lips. So I was like... "Hey, man."
Lips.
"Hey, Lippy."
"Can I call you that, Lippy?"
"Can I call you that? Get out of here." And then they would fucking, like, they took food, like, very serious. So they would take pictures of their food, you know, this and that. I'm like, "I just want to get the fuck out of here." Like, I'm washing these goddamn dishes. Give me that goddamn plate, Sharon.
I just gotta wash that shit. You got the wrong order. I need to clean the fucking plate.
I remember the head chef, he was like, "All right, look. So everybody would break plates." Like, I don't know why, but we were all fucked up. We'd drink, we'd break plates. So he was like, "Next person to break a plate, drug test. Automatic drug test." Dude, I swear to God, we're all just so slow. We're like, "Nope." We're like, "Ain't nobody breaking this plate."
Hey, you got another beer, menu?
Yeah.
It was a fun job, though.
I wanted to go there. I just don't know. I don't know what I'm expecting to pay, though. That's
I've been there
saying.
Only to drink.
We went there. I think we told you how we got thrown out.
I've never heard that.
It was my third date with Ruby. I had a whole day planned to go to the movies and just, you know.
We didn't get thrown out. We just got really fucked up.
And left because we got... He told you to leave.
Because I went up... Okay.
Okay. So he calls me. He goes, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Gonna go on a date with Ruby Day-Date." And he was like, "Let's go drink." I was like, "Let's go drink. Like, come on, man." So then Ruby's like, "Yeah, let's go. Mind you, this is 3 days into meeting Ruby.
Mm-hmm.
We go to the bar at the tower because our buddy...
Jesse
was working. And we just start drinking top shelf fucking liquor. Start just hammering them.
Mixed drinks.
Shots.
We started off with a beer, and as soon as he said, like, it's all free, we're like, oh, give me some fucking a white Russian.
Give me that top shelf shit right there. You got some scotch.
Way up there.
You got the scotch back there. Dude, I'm talking about, we got, our bill should have been, what, $200-$300? Maybe. Easily $200-$300 on just drinks. And we're singing. He's like, hey, I gotta keep it down, man. Like, we're like, ah, shut up. Like, we get fucked up. I'm talking about like fucking hammered. I'm like, we gotta go. The movie starts at 4. It's 4:15.
Like, we get all the way down to the car. I realize I left my wallet upstairs. I mean, on top of the tower.
He tried to drive. And actually, I tried to drive. And I almost, because he went back upstairs to go get his wallet at the tower. And as soon as, what's the one thing you told Jesse?
As soon as the door was open, I was like, give me another drink. I just fucked up, dude, in front of everybody. His boss was right behind him. Give me another drink. And he was like, use your wallet, man. You're going to miss that elevator. And I was like, oh, all right. I went downstairs, made it to the fucking car. I tried to drive. I couldn't.
So Ruby's like, I'll drive because she's sober. Because she saw how much we were drinking. She's sober. We go to the movies, which was a bad idea. I'm like, he goes, here's my card. Go buy us some guy, we're going to keep drinking. Buy us two more drinks. I'm like, cool. Go, we buy micheladas.
Micheladas, yeah.
Big fucking micheladas. He sat on his.
Yeah. Well, I went to the restroom to puke my brains out. Then I went back to the fucking movies, and I just plopped down on my fucking michelada. It just all came up. And I look to my left, and I see Ruby's face. She's
fucking so mad.
Furious, dude. Furious.
He goes, I gotta go.
Well, luckily I lived down the street. Well, we're here at the landings.
He's our ride. He's our driver.
Y'all were right.
We
here.
Went, yeah.
Yeah, we're at this.
Oh, we were at City Base. We went in his car. So he left, and everybody's like, what are we gonna do now? I was like, don't worry about it.
I
yelled at her, don't worry about it. No wonder she left me. This is the third day to do this meeting. We're fucked up. Oh, he came back in a fucking wife beater.
Oh, from the restroom.
From the restroom. He puked over his shirt. So he goes back in his fucking wife beater and he's like, Zach, come here. Come here. And I'm like, alright. Yeah. And Ruby's like, go check on him. And he's like, I'm gonna leave. I'm too fucked up. I sit down. It's all spinning. I was like, alright, man. Dude, which was true. I sat down. I was like, oh, shit. Like, I gotta pretend I'm okay, but I know I'm not. So I'm like, alright. So I'm like watching the movie, and that's when Ruby, she's like, where'd he go? I was like, he left. She was like, he was our ride. I was like, don't worry about it. Watch the movie.
Yeah, I went home, and my mom was living with me at the time in my apartment. She found me passed out on the fucking restroom.
That's right. So, I mean,
I felt so bad.
The movie ends, and then Ruby's like crying. She was like, you're really drunk and I don't know what to do. I was like, it's fine. She's like, did your friend get home okay? I was like, I don't know. She's like, call him. I call him and he tells me that the phone's ringing and his mom's checking on him.
And she's like, Isaac's calling? I was like, well, answer it, goddamn. And then she answers it. That was so fucked up.
She's talking in Spanish and I'm like, I don't speak Spanish!
He's so nice. He's sick.
He sucked. He's
out of a fucking phone.
Answer it, goddammit.
My poor mother.
No wonder she wanted to leave, bro.
She left. She left after that lease is up.
She couldn't handle the heartache of seeing her son passed out all the time.
I don't want you to spare yourself.
Dude. Yeah,
that was a lot of drinking that year.
Oh, a lot of drinking. That's when I lived with Ricky and Nick, and literally all we did every day was just drink. He never left my house.
Just lived there for a few days.
No, I didn't live there, but I would go over every day.
Every night.
He would party, do cocaine, drink beers.
Yeah. One day he worked at Budweiser. It's like 10 o'clock at night. And he was like, I'm going to call in tomorrow. I was like, call in, man. Come on, we'll drink. We'll put some more beer. Like, yeah, you're right. You know what? I'm going to call in. He goes, and then that's when he called for Budweiser.
Yeah.
You're like, Josh, why are you calling me this late?
I was close in the morning like a nobody.
But
he was always like 11 o'clock.
He's all fucked up. I'm going to call him right now. I was like, call him. You call him right now.
He's done, son of a bitch. And then,
Josh, why are you calling me so late? What happened? I'm going to call in tomorrow. Who called me tomorrow? God damn it.
That would be sick.
That night and the other night that we always talk about is we were going to get some shit. They can only deliver fucking $60 worth. I was like, hold up, Josh. We'll just do a 20 and we'll sell the rest. Simple. Simple. And in mind you, where I'm like, we can do it.
Or,
oh, hear me out. We just do it all.
I don't even think they delivered it that night.
They did it. It's 4 a.m, bro.
I went home. I was like, fuck. No, we're supposed to go do coke at your cousin's house.
Yeah.
At Thunder's, right?
Just yeah.
And then we're about to take off. We're like, I don't want to go.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. We're both like, we're playing chicken. Like, yeah, it's going to be awesome. Yeah, but inside we're dying. Like, I don't want to drive, man. He's like, I don't want to go.
You're just like hyping yourself up.
Finally, thank God, he said something. He goes, hey, man, I don't want to go. I was like, thank God, man. Like, I turned around. I was like, I don't want to go, man.
I want to go home.
I missed my bed.
Yeah, but then I got home, dude, and I fucking couldn't sleep for shit.
We should have just gone to Dunder's.
My wife literally woke up from work and I was still awake. I was pretending, oh, you going to work? I was wide awake.
Baby, what? Oh, what? You all made breakfast? We have a lot of those stories. We have a shitload.
Can't do that no more, though, man.
No, that's why we just drink now. We're fucking no more drugs. Those are the good old days.
Like last year.
It's 6 months ago. It's like the other day, Zach.
It's like I saw you on the street the other day, Zach.
Trying to catch in a lotto.
Come on, man. You got me. You got me. You got my flip flop.
It's not a winner.
Dude, I was telling him how when I tell everybody about Ruby giving me an ultimatum, they're like, yes, you want me to sober? Do you want me to sober? Stop drinking. They're like, you? Like, they get all offended for me. They're like, what? Not her. I was like, I know.
That bitch.
How dare she give me? I told him, yeah, well, you drink too much. Yeah, well, you work a lot.
You never home.
Because you drink, Zach. Oh, it's funny because it's true.
Hey, so what's BJ been up to, man?
Same old. Good question.
What you talking to?
Not really. I mean,
can we turn on these lights, man? I feel like I'm in the dark. I'm going to go to sleep.
Well, I don't. Me and him don't have too much in common. So, like, I don't.
Oh, shit. There we go. Now we're talking. Hey Josh, what'd you get here?
But yeah, like, I don't know. He's just on another level, like, than I am. So I don't know. I see him at gatherings and stuff. That's enough. So he's a handful. Y'all know. So I can handle him in doses.
I was also telling him how people hate you, and he was one of them.
I like BJ. That's why I didn't understand why he hated me so much.
If you and that fat fuck friend of yours want to come over here and get my house, I was like, BJ, nobody's going to go to your house, bro. Bring Josh. I was like, no.
No, he's like, bring that fat fuck.
Bring that fat fuck over.
I was like, wow, BJ. Up to this point, I think you're the coolest guy I've ever met.
I remember your wife. She was like, he was really hurt about that. She was like, babe. And she was like,
dude.
Yeah, she was like, but she's like, babe, why did he tell you that?
Fat fuck.
You bring that fat fuck. I was like, Jesus, man. And I told him about my dad. And when you ran there one night, hey, my no.
Oh, yeah, we left the bar. Oh, I left the bar at like almost 2. And I booked. I don't even know why I ran.
That's what I told him.
I got home maybe a second earlier.
You're sweating.
I ran as fast as I could.
I'm running so fast.
I saw Nikki in a car. And he was with your cousin, right?
Yeah.
Mariah. And I keep walking to Mano's outside with his shirt off. And I was like, hey, Mano. And he was like,
what the fuck? In full sprint.
I was in full sprint.
Hey, Mano.
Mind you, I don't run fast. So it just looked like I was struggling.
And that's what he called me. He was the fuck's your friend doing? What are y'all on? I was like, I promise, we're not on shit. Like,
that's me back now. I should have just made like weird noises. or some shit.
Bark, you should have barked at him.
And you're like, can we just shut the door?
If they make a time machine, I want you to go back in time. We're not going to do anything specific. Just bark at my...
I'm going to stop 9-11. I'm going to go and fuck with Mondo.
Just bark at my dad.
Bark.
Close one eye and bark.
Hey, man, hey.
He called me. So fucked up with your friend. What do you mean? And you called me. Hey man, I think your dad might think I'm also because he saw me running.
Because we just made eye contact and we're both like, oh.
He's all shirtless. You should take it off your shirt. God damn. That's when the night we were drinking with our Uber driver.
Oh, that guy was a trip, man.
And then him too. We drink with our Uber driver.
Oh, no, I was thinking about the taxi guy. But yeah, we're drinking with.
Do we ever think about the taxi guy?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So we're at Bond's getting fucked up. And we parked for some. I don't know how we got there. Well, how did we get
to
Bond's?
We parked at the parking garage by River Center.
Yeah, and we ended up at Bond's on Soledad. I don't know, but I don't know how we got to Bond's.
We walked.
We walked all that way?
Yep.
Holy shit.
Because we started off at the strip. Not that, the strip, the basement's at.
Yeah, that's right.
And
so,
the bars fucking suck.
I've never been in there. Is it nice?
The basement is hot.
Really?
Yeah, that's the one that's by the air up to like 80.
And dance. But I get like a lot of people in here.
That's the one out by where the McDonald's is, right?
Yeah.
It's right under the McDonald's. Front.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
So our place is like, we'd rather just listen to rock music and just drink. So let's go to Bond. So we walk all the way over there. Well, we're fucked up at 2 o'clock in the morning. We don't want to walk back. So we're like, get a taxi. So we
all we had was like $7 on us.
Yeah. So
from all the drinking.
All the because we needed to drink. We could have got home. We could have got home, got a 12-pack and just chilled, but not us. So we're drinking. We see the taxi. We and he's like, hurry up. And we jump in. Mind you, we're like, we could have said no, but he's like, hurry up.
Oh, we got a $7. How far can you take us to fucking River Center?
But remember, he told us, he goes, I can't pick up people that just held me down. You got to call me or something like that. He's like, so this is illegal. We're like, oh, shit. All right. So then.
I did not even know he said that.
Yeah, I promise. So then we're like, oh, shit. Well, then go. And then he drives a little bit, and then he stops, and he rolls down his window. And he's looking at a girl passed out on a bus stop.
On a bus stop, yeah.
He's like, Olivia! And we're like, oh, you know her, man? That's cool. You know, he's like, Olivia! No, I don't know her. I like to confuse mentally disabled or homeless people into thinking that I know them, and I bring them home with me, and I fuck them, and I make them clean my apartment.
Yeah. He showed his videos.
he's driving. He's like,
it's like in the back seat, like,
he showed us a video of this one girl tits out just washing dishes, and then I text him, I go, bro, let's get the fuck out of here or it's gonna be us in that video with our tits out.
You're about to get fucked. You watch I drive.
I'm gonna be Olivia. So I was like, what the fuck,
dude,
I swear to God. And I'm like, dude, and we're texting back and forth like, let's just get the fuck out. And he's talking and he's telling us how he'll show up and like, bitch, I'm a girl be like,
are you my Uber? He's like, bitch, yeah, get in. And she gets in. Oh, it's gonna be $20. I thought you were my Uber. Bitch, my name's Uber.
Yeah. So like, he would fuck. We're like, what? And we're like, why the fuck did we get this random ass
all taxis?
we get this
fucking one.
So I'm like, we're texting back and forth. And we're like, let's just get out. We stop at a fucking red light and we just run out. And we just fucking, and we're running.
But he was stuck in traffic, so it was all.
Yeah, but he still was like, hey. So we just booked it. We walked all the way in silence.
Survival was just in our mind.
Crazy, dude.
Fuck
no.
Tripping. It was fucking tripping.
It was horrible.
I tell you the thing I know of, I'm gonna be.
I've never got a taxi since.
Never. I look at taxis, I twitch. That's Uber.
Where did we go that our Uber went inside my apartment?
Oh, we were coming back from Marsh and Rudy's house at the Halloween party. I mean, the Christmas party. Actually, a year ago.
Yeah, because I popped up on my feed, on her feed, like, just, like, randomly. So, did he even tell you about that?
No.
We invited our Uber into my apartment.
You know I'm very friendly when I'm drunk.
Like, we were drinking with this guy, telling this guy, oh, yeah, we just did this, whatever. And he was telling us shit. And we had him laughing. He had us laughing. And then we get to my apartment, and we're just like, well, we're still gonna drink a little bit. He was like, well, I ain't got nothing to do. I was like, I'll take a fucking couple shots with us, man. This guy I've never met before that I met 15 minutes prior goes into my apartment. He could have fucked all of us, taken all of my stuff. But no, like, it's a brief, like, 3-second video on her Snapchat, and I saw this yesterday morning, because it was a year ago yesterday, yeah. And you just hear me just, yeah, fuck it, one more shot, and we all got it. This man is just in my fucking living room.
And dude, we're talking to him, like, all right, come on, fucker. Thinking that shit, like, we're just talking. He's like, yeah, and he's knocking shots back. And I was like, it didn't happen until the next day. I was like, that's the second time I partied with a fucking Uber driver.
Stranger. Dude, the ball's on him.
The ball's on him. We could have fucked him.
I thought I was
setting
up the dishes. Olivia! I thought I was setting up after. He was telling us, you told me, you were like, oh, he could have done some shit to us. And I was like, no, we could have fucked him.
We all could have fucked each other. That's pretty much
how it went. I'm glad y'all did it. That would have been a crazy story.
Yeah, well,
the time I fucked the Uber driver? What? No, we all did.
That makes it not rape.
We fucked each other, man.
And he left all fucked up. We're like, all right, your job is to drive.
He took like 3 or 4 shots with us of like Fireball and Jameson.
Whatever, Jameson, and we just kept drinking beer. I bought some beer, right?
Yeah.
I bought a case of beer. I left to go buy the beer, and y'all stayed with him by yourselves.
I had my cart, like my fucking cart that I was vaping on. I was like, hey, you want a hit room? Just fucking letting him smoke in my apartment. 20 minutes ago.
This is pre-COVID, you know? So...
That's fucking hilarious, man.
Well, that happened to us too. We go to the bar, like, hey, man, and again, there I go. Hey, you want to drink?
It's crazy because we left Bonds and we called our Uber, right? And as soon as the Uber pulled up, Zach just vomited everywhere. And the Uber guy was like, oh, shit. He brought out a bucket and everything.
He was like, here, put your shoes in a bag, in the bag. I was like, no, like, it just, what happened was I chugged the beer through a straw. So all the bubbles didn't sit right, so it just, like, it just came back up. literally. It is all, so then I was like, no. And then Ruby's like, he's good. I know him. He's good. Trust me. Like, so he's like, all right. So then we get in the car, and then we just start talking to him. And then I was like, drop us off at Murphy's. I was like, do you want a drink? Yeah. He shuts off his shit, and he just starts drinking with us. But he begins to tell us how his girlfriend at the time made him go to Mexico. She robbed him. She hit him in the back of the head with a fucking bottle. He was in the. He woke up in a hospital in Mexico. Had to get here illegally because she took all his shit. And then now he's working the Uber to get back his shit.
Hmm. And then at the end, he was like, "Don't trust anybody." And then he's over
here with this. Trust
no one. You want another round? Not even for a drink.
What are you guys doing tonight?
Dude, he wouldn't leave. I swear to God. Because he left, and it was me and Ruby, and we stayed at my parents' house, so we walked to my parents' house. We had last call. I was like, I got a couple of beers left, man. Like, he's like, yeah, let's go drink at your place. I was like, oh, shit.
Guy we never met.
So we chilled at my – it's like, hey, man, like, it's 5 o'clock. I'm going to go sort of pass out. I'm going to start on my other shift. I was like, whoa. And again, he gave me his number. That guy gave me his number.
Yeah, you texted him. William or whatever the fuck his name.
I deleted it the next day.
He called him so many names that night.
Toby. I called him Toby.
Toby, William, Richard.
Witcher. With a W, Witcher.
Crazy fucking time. And then we came across the video of
the porn.
No, of Cruz trying to light the fire.
Oh, Tom Cruise caught on fire.
When?
It's Halloween night. We're having a Halloween party last year, and he's trying to get a fire started. But he's all fucked up, so he's like throwing lighter fluid on a bunch of fucking wood. But he's getting his shoelace. Like full of lighter fluid, so he just and it just catches, and then I think you or her like you're on fire. That's it, Logan.
We're all fucked up, and like before he starts doing it, Zach tells Crystal, he's like, yeah, I think we should get back. And we were just like, yeah. And we backed up, and as soon as she decides, like, yeah, I'm going to pull out my phone. And he's there trying to kick the fire off of his fucking leg. Oh, thank you, Sam.
Did you want her?
Let him burn!
Sucks. That was wild because we had started the night. It was, if not Halloween, it was Halloween weekend.
Yeah, no, it was Halloween weekend or wasn't it that? Actually, the weekend before or probably the weekend before. I don't know.
Something happened, but like that, I remember a couple days before, Zach had told me, hey, we're having a Halloween party, whatever, you should come over. And I had told Crystal about it. And that night, we had went to social spot, and some of our friends had dipped out early. And I was like, we weren't done yet. We had a little buzz, but we were like, hey, it's fucking early still. Zach, I remember Zach told us about a party. Let's go. So I tell Zach, hey, are y'all still there? Whatever. So, yeah, come through. So we go over to the place. And Zach's like, hey, we want a fucking bar down the street. Let's go. I was like, yeah, we're fucking. So it's Halloween. We didn't, it was a last minute like costume. So we're like, fuck it. So we put on like my Cowboys jerseys, like, and just like put like eyeliner on my fucking eyes, right? This bar was having like a
Murphy's.
Costume. Murphy's, yeah.
Murphy's, yeah.
It was having a costume contest. We won like second place.
Yeah. She's like,
we're on a fucking jersey. Like, we're all confident. We're all badass, all fucked up. We're just like, hey, I'm like, babe, this is what we're going to do. I'm like, I'm going to go from you and you're going to hike the ball. And I'm going to run and figure it out.
We'll figure it place. Out. We'll figure all this out later. Throw me an outside. Throw me an outside. Are we a Romo and fumble it? So that's right. They won. And then, I think my mom got like third place or whatever. So we go back.
Your mom won.
Shit, she did.
Your mom won the fucking the contest that day.
She's saying no. She's got the head up. She's been listening to us the whole time. We go back. We start taking shots. And that's when my mom Cruz decided to start the fire. And then I was like, let's move back. And then she was like, he's on fire.
Fucking Cruz, man.
We got fucked up that night, though, dude. Like, fucking hammered. And Cruz, bless his heart, his thing is, why am I going to drink unless I'm going to get fucked up? I was like, I need to put that on a shirt or a pillow. Because if not, it's just a waste. I was like, yeah, Ronco, all right, man. Like, yeah, cool, man.
Does he drink every day, too, or no?
No, he don't drink every day, but when he does, he just fucking knocks him. Yeah, he gets hammered. Like, he'll just. I remember one time we went to a bar, and then he's all fucked up, and then he was like, we're going to drink here until it closes. It was 7, like fucking 6 o'clock in the afternoon. I was like, no, we're not. No, the fuck, we're not.
I've done that at Zip 25.
Oh, that's right.
For a while, my friend Dylan was the bartender. I'd go in on a Sunday at 12 and not leave till like 1 in the morning.
He'd call me.
But it was all free, dude.
Yeah.
Or my tab would be like $10.
He'd call me, where you at? I'm like, I'm with my daughter. Like, I'm sorry. Come over here, man. And then it's all free. I was like, I can't, man. I can't. One time I did, we went with him, and man, we got fucking hammered. We got fucking drunk. And I miss that bar, man.
I miss it too,
man. I miss that bar. Hold it real quick. I'm gonna end
that. Why some more as a bartender in the bar?
Well, I'm gonna end it right there. It's already 6 o'clock. I'm gonna get going. That was good. So, anybody wanna say anything? Bye. Vincent Lugo and Joshua Vilma. All right.